Does it ever strike you that sometimes Jesus doesn't sound very Christian in what he says? I mean, leave the dead to bury the dead. What sort of Christian response is that? It doesn't sound like our nice, gentle, meek Jesus that we have. So why is he saying things like that? I mean, okay, so he's on the way to Jerusalem to die. This is some of his last statements, so maybe he's just trying to make a point. But it is a very strong point he's making. And sometimes people will listen to strong points, and sometimes they won't. We live in a world today, don't we, where people have strong opinions. If you've been watching the news in the last week, you'll see those outside the Supreme Court in America, those pro-life, those pro-choice, screaming and shouting at each other. You know, no meeting of minds, no dialogue, you know, just shouting, trying to get things through to the other person. And what you get there is a double monologue. Two groups of people talking to the other, but not listening, not responding, just hammering out their point. And that gets nowhere. And we're living in a world where we are more polarized than maybe we have been in the past. Whether you're a Brexiteer or a Remainer, you didn't change many people's views. Or you're an anti-vaxxer or a vax denier or whatever it is, against the vaxxer. You know, we've seen all those in our society in the last few years, and there is no, seems to be no middle way between these people. Their thoughts are apart. How can you find a middle way? And yet, if their thoughts are apart and there is no middle way, then we are stuck as a society and stuck as people. Because we get nowhere. All we do is rant and rave. And that doesn't seem to be particularly attractive or productive. What we need is dialogue. And dialogue means listening and talking. And I was told many years ago that we have two ears and one mouth, and we should use them in those proportions. Unless, of course, you're the preacher at the time. But we need to do a lot of listening to try and understand another point of view, to see where someone is coming from. Because if we don't, we're stuck where we are, and they're stuck where they are. I heard a lovely comment fairly recently, I read a lovely comment fairly recently. Abraham Lincoln, during the American War of Independence, the Civil War rather, they had, was once criticized by some of his generals because in a particular campaign he hadn't wiped out the opposition in a town that he was attacking. He hadn't killed the enemy. And they were complaining that he hadn't done that. And he said, well, let me tell you, when I make my enemy my friend, I have defeated him. When I make my enemy my friend, I have defeated them. What a beautiful way of looking at how we should deal with situations. You know? Because when we talk to people and listen to people, we learn a bit about them. We learn where they're coming from. And when we listen more and more, we start to appreciate that we can walk in their footsteps and see where they're doing and what they're doing. And wouldn't it be great in those situations if they also might start just to listen to us and see where we're coming from and what we're talking about and why we say what we say. And if that happens, then we suddenly find we have a different situation where the two of us can link arms and walk side by side in a new direction. And when we walk in harmony with people, There's only one direction we're walking, and that's towards Christ. Because he is the one who reconciles our world. That's why he came into our world, to reconcile it. When we don't walk with people, when all we do is shout and scream at them, we get nowhere. You know, let's be honest, our churches are not heaving with people at the moment. We haven't got them 10 deep at the door wanting to get in. Why not? Well, partly because they don't know our story. And partly because we don't tell them our story. And partly because we haven't got the courage, maybe, to start that dialogue, which is always difficult. Because we know we're right. And we know they're wrong. And they know they're right. And they know we're wrong. But our right is the better one. That's why it's ours. You know, gets us nowhere. Righteous indignation never wins people for Christ. Righteous indignation doesn't fill our churches, apart from people who want to feel a righteous indignation. Aren't we good? When we're open and listen to people, when we try to understand them, they will appreciate that, and they will try, hopefully, to understand us. And our world is changed. We stop having a polarized society. We begin to build a united society where people don't have to come and take food from the back of a church because the haves have been kind enough to put it there so the have-nots can take it. Because in a world that's run properly, everyone has and everyone helps. Now, that may not be a vision that you think is easy to achieve, and it isn't, because I've yet to meet a politician who's tried to put it forward as a way forward. But it is the vision of Christ, and Christ is always victorious. So let us hope and pray we have the courage not to stand on the side shouting, but maybe to step the first steps of listening to those who disagree with us and beginning to understand why and where they're hurting, so that together we can move forward to Christ our Saviour.